Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 34, the verses 1 to 10. The prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1 to 10. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds, the leaders of Israel. Give them this message from the sovereign Lord. What sorrow awaits you, shepherds, who feed yourselves instead of your flocks? Shouldn't shepherds feed their sheep? You drink the milk, wear the wool, and butcher the best animals, but you let your flock starve. You have not taken care of the weak. You have not tended the sick or bound up the injured. You have not gone looking for those who have wandered away and are lost. Instead, you have ruled them with harshness and cruelty. So my sheep have been scattered without a shepherd, and they are easy prey for any wild animal. They have wandered through all the mountains and all the hills, across the face of the earth, yet no one has gone to search for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, says the sovereign Lord, you abandoned my flock and left them to be attacked by every wild animal. And though you were my shepherds, you did not search for my sheep when they were lost. You took care of yourselves and left the sheep to starve. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I now consider these shepherds my enemies, and I will hold them responsible for what has happened to my flock. I will take away their right to feed the flock, and I will stop them from feeding themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths. The sheep will no longer be their prey. My theme for reflection is when leaders fail, God steps in. When leaders fail, God steps in. Or if you prefer, the shepherd who seeks the lost. There is a quiet joke that people often make. Leadership is easy until people are involved. It sounds light, but behind it lies a deep truth. Whether in families, churches, or workplaces, responsibility for others can either become a sacred trust or a subtle temptation to serve oneself. Into that tension, Ezekiel 34 speaks with striking clarity. The prophet addresses a broken community in exile, people who have lost their land, their security, and their sense of direction. These shepherds were the kings and leaders of Israel, entrusted with guiding and protecting the people. Instead, they exploited them, neglected the weak, and allowed the community to scatter. What should have been care became control. What should have been service became self-preservation. God's accusation is painfully specific. The weak were not strengthened, the sick were not healed, and the lost were not sought. Leadership failed not because of a lack of power, but because of a lack of compassion. And so the people suffered, not just politically, but spiritually and socially. This passage confronts us because it is not only about ancient kings. It is about every space where we have influence. Parents, pastors, leaders, even friendships. As Gregory the Great once wrote, the shepherd who seeks to please men more than God abandons the care of the flock. Ezekiel reminds us that leadership without responsibility becomes exploitation, and authority without care becomes abuse. Yet the text does not end in judgment. It moves toward divine intervention. God declares, I myself will rescue my sheep. When human leadership fails, God does not abandon his people. He steps in personally. This is not just a correction, it is a restoration. And for Christians, this promise finds its fullest expression in Christ, the Good Shepherd. Scripture confirms this beautifully in John 10, verse 11, where Jesus Christ says, "I am the Good Shepherd." The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Unlike the false shepherds, Jesus does not take from the flock. He gives himself for it. He seeks, heals, restores, and gathers. This text speaks into a deeply painful but often unspoken reality, the wounds caused by misplaced trust. Many have traveled far across cities, nations, and even continents in search of healing, direction, and hope, only to encounter disappointment, confusion, and deeper suffering. Drawn by persuasive voices and promises of a breakthrough, they discovered that not every claim to authority reflects the heart of a true shepherd. This pattern extends beyond religious spaces. In the wider world, leadership is often driven less by care and more by power and self-preservation. Decisions meant to protect can instead harm, leaving fractured societies, displaced communities, and widespread disillusionment. Whether spiritual or secular, leadership fails when it serves itself rather than the people. Yet this truth must be held with compassion. The desire for guidance, healing, and security is not wrong. What failed was not the sincerity of those who believed, but the integrity of those entrusted to lead. Ezekiel reminds us that God sees and responds. When human leaders exploit or neglect, God steps in, not to condemn the wounded, but to rescue and to restore. His faithfulness stands in contrast to human failure. This brings both comfort and calling. The comfort is that God remains the true shepherd, steady, truthful, and compassionate, gathering what is scattered and healing what is broken. The calling is that we too are entrusted with influence. In our own spaces, we are invited to lead differently, with humility, justice, and care. Ultimately, we are called to re-anchor our trust not in personalities or systems, but in God. Even when unseen, He remains present, restoring, guiding, and leading His people into life. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have you experienced neglect or disappointment from leadership, and have you brought that before God for healing? Number two, in what ways are you currently responsible for others, and how can you care for them more intentionally? And now our practical exercise for the day. Identify one person whom you feel overlooked or burdened. Reach out to them through a message, a call, or a simple act of kindness, and intentionally shepherd them with care. Faithful Shepherd, when human leaders fail us, remind us that you never do. Heal the wounds we carry from neglect or disappointment. Teach us to trust your care and to reflect your compassion in how we serve others. Make us instruments of your love that no one around us may feel forgotten. Through Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all.